Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week, it's a St. George's Day special. It's a day late. I'm sorry we couldn't make this on St. George's Day itself, but I was in transit. More of that during the show. The one important thing you must do, if you are listening to this show for the first time, you must listen to all of it, because you're not going to like every song this week, because they're all so different from each other. But you are going to like a couple more than anything else you've ever heard. So give it a chance. Give it all a chance. Here comes the first song. Great band from Greece. Actually, not the only band we're playing from Greece this week, so guys. This is Bazooka and Mr. George.
Yeah.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You do make me laugh. That was a band that have come by a record label called Slovenly Records, who have been really good. They're like our new best mates, really. Absolutely brilliant label. They feature loads of different sorts of primal garage and punk, and we played loads of stuff by them over the last, over about the last year, really. That band, Bazooka, that's their a track of their new album, which that track is representative of that album. That is what you're going to get. You're going to get a medium-paced sonic assault, I would describe that as. And what I want to know is, though, Tony, what is Bazooka's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/BazookaGrease?
No, MySpace.com/Bazooka-band. Bazooka-band. That's what we're going for there. Makes it probably be the Internet One, Tony Nil. Also fits in quite nicely with the fact that I have just spent the last week on a Greek island, the island of Crete, which I'd managed to get confused with Cyprus, so I had it misplaced it geographically. Couldn't work out why we were flying over the things we were and why we were landing where we were, but you know, I'm not that sharp. Had a fantastic time there and thought, as it's St. George's Day, and depending on which legend of St. George you listen to, he's either Greek or Turkish or Libyan, he's the patron saint of Russia, he's an international character. So for me, St. George's Day is not just about being English, it's about embracing the world. And I'm doing that with the music we're playing, Tony.
Very nice.
You'll also notice I had a bit of a chat there in space of jokes or poems. Been away for a week. I have got some jokes and poems come through. Saving them for next week. If you have a joke you'd like to send us to read out, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. titling your email Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem for us, I really like getting your poems, same email address, but if you can title it Poetry Corner, we'll get those on air as soon as possible. Right, track two coming up, my friend. Band called Better Days. As I say, every song this week very different from the last. You'll find out why now. What I want to know is, what is Better Days Facebook page?
Facebook.com/BetterDays?
No, Facebook.com/BetterDays314. They are, I believe, from St. Louis, a town I've visited on several occasions, and a town I love. Think you're like this? Cool out, man. You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There's a band called Better Days, as discussed. I believe they are from St. Louis. And again, very different from the song before. And wait for the next one, it's different again. And they came through direct. They emailed fullyb@punkyradio.com and said, hey, we're a band, will you play us? Here's an EP. I went, yeah, I'll play that. Brilliant. Sometimes it's that easy to get on the show.
It is that easy.
Another easy way to get on the show, my friend, is via Facebook.
Yep, if you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment and like our page. Easy way to do it, go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Say like our page, leave us a comment. We're getting a few more and few these days, so thanks very much for leaving them. We've got three this week. First up from Skid. It's been a long time since we've heard from Skid. And he says, Mr. Paul and Mr. Tony, be funny and give me chips on poker. Awesome show. Cheers, dude. And he went on to say, speaking of Riot Squad, where the fuck is Luke? Luke's in Birmingham. Yeah.
Yeah. He's not hiding.
Nah, he's very prolific.
He's fairly definitely out there in Birmingham in a band called The Nerks.
In The Nerks, doing lots of gigs.
Yeah. And putting gigs on as well. He's doing a good job.
Yeah. Another comment from Ness Corey, who's must be a new listener, who says, a bit disappointed with your Thatcher podcast. Cheer me up with something from Zounds, perhaps Dirty Squatters. Even Maggie did not make squatting illegal. Cameron is Thatcher with a smarmy smile.
Sorry to disappoint.
Yeah, I quite like the show. I listened to it on the way to work once.
But yeah, we didn't get into the realms of enough.
It wasn't really political, was it?
Well, the music we played was, and yeah, some of the points we made were, but you're right, we didn't get into Zounds and we didn't get into conflict or anything like that, but it was a bit of a personal show, really.
Hmm.
It was a personal show. If you didn't listen to it, give it a listen, see what you think. Played four bands from the North Knots area, two tracks each, a lot of old school punk rock. I liked it.
I did.
No, I'm all sad now.
Yeah. That's all right. Lua Dean's been in touch.
Oh, well, that makes it all right then.
He says, hey, Paul and Tony, big thanks for playing Balls Hot Mama by Limousine on this week's Punky Radio. Going to check out the show right now. We're going to have to write some more songs because you'll soon have nothing left to play. Cheers and thanks, Limousine.
The thing is, I try not to play every song off an album.
Yeah.
So they're worth buying and worth downloading. But the thing is, with Limousine, I just like every single song. And I want people to hear it. So, yeah, do buy the latest album. Absolutely brilliant album. Absolutely great.
And that's it for Facebook this week.
Well, I think you got those comments in the right order.
Yes.
Well done. It's like your extended break has done you well. Hey, let's have a band from London, shall we?
Okay.
And after we just had the didn't like your Thatcher thing very much, and the Tories now are worse than the old Tories, this is handy, because this is a band that, again, sent us through directs, old school DIY punk rock craziness, Rotjaws, The Eaton Stain. You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Rotjaws and a track called The Eaton Stain, which I think pretty much makes up for everything I'd said prior to us playing it, to be honest. What is Rotjaws' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Rotjaws.
It is indeed. Tony Watt, probably be on the internet too. And up to this point, Rotjaws won't know they're on the show.
Okay.
So that's exciting for them as well, because I'm going to let them know after it goes up so they can get all excited.
Cool.
I reckon. Now then, did you do anything last week?
I tried to go for I started looking at cars. So I started looking at tried to get a test drive. I found out that I could test drive a car, but they needed to see my license, which is got the wrong address on it, which sparked a hunt for the paper part of my license, which I eventually found, as well as finding everything else I've ever lost.
The amount of times that I have turned the place upside down looking for the paper part of my driving license is unbelievable. Yeah,
but I did dig out the Block Party 6 and Block Party 7 DVDs, which had the full sets from the Chabs on it and the Want Unit set.
Oh, fantastic! I don't think I've seen those, have I?
I don't know. I'm toying with uploading them. I could put them on YouTube or something. They're about 30 minutes each.
Don't upload Walk Like an Egyptian.
Yeah, that's the very first on Block Party 6.
Yeah, right. The rest of that gig, I think, was really good, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's got its moment. 7 was better. I watched them both back.
Excellent. I wasn't expecting you to have anything to say there. That's, but I really want to see 7. What did we do at 7? Oh, look.
7 wore the dress. We did Rocky and A-flat at the start.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. Look, we really shouldn't be talking about this now. We've got... anyway, we got really excited there. And Wonk Unit, in other news, are on at Strummer Camp this year.
Oh, cool.
In a couple of weekends' time. So I'll try and get the lineup for Strummer Camp this year, see what's occurring with those TNS boys. But really glad that Wonk Unit are playing there. It's a great little festival. Right, so I was going to talk a bit more about Rock Jaws there, but we've kind of left this a bit too long. But I'll find out more about them in future. Mm-hmm. I went to Crete last week, Tony.
Did you have a good time?
Have you ever been to Crete?
I haven't.
What I can remember, it was brilliant. I'm not going to go into any great detail about it. If you've been following me on Facebook over the last week, you'll know that things were happening. I went with my brother. We may have tried to buy a Lithuanian barmaid for 50 euros off the owner of the hotel the first night we were in it. We may have been obsessed all week with telling... But actually, but to be fair, when two blokes show up to a hotel, the hotel... assume certain things, especially when the hotel's in Greece and out of season. We got to our hotel, because we were in two hotels. The first one was, we were just there for three nights, and then we got into the one we were supposed to be in, and when we got there's a bottle of wine, a bowl of fruit on the table, and they folded up the towels on the bed like hearts.
Nice.
My father stormed to reception. We're not lovers, we're brothers. Just one of those, and it was all week, and we're going, this everyone thinks we're gay, and it shouldn't matter, but it does when you're older than your brother. You don't want people thinking you're feeling him up. Yeah, I mean, the fact that we may be dead is none of your business. But we were convinced that everyone in the hotel thought we were gay, and then with 2 days to go, these two Finnish guys showed up, right, and we just immediately went homosexual. And on the last night, I'm out in a bar, and I will tell you this story quickly. On the last night, I'm out in this bar, and these two Finnish guys walk in, and they sat down next to me, and they ordered three ouzos. They had an ouzo each, and they gave me an ouzo, and they said, we've seen you in the hotel. We went, okay, all right, fine. Didn't say you were, and I wouldn't have minded, as discussed. So I've got the ouzo, right? They, without me realising, bugger off. They were both leathered. And so I do the polite thing and order three ouzos. The barmaid thinks I'm crazy because I'm sat by myself. So she brings me back three ouzos in the same glass. So about three quarters of a pint of ouzo. Do you know how much they are there? I went, no, I wanted three for me and my friend. Where are my friends? Well, they left ages ago. I just thought you wanted to get really smashed. So, and things like that happen to me all the time, don't they?
Yes.
If you haven't been to Crete, it's also a beautiful island with wonderful people, and I took some lovely photographs, but nobody wants to hear about that. Now, two songs coming up now, both from Slovenly. Okay. I might talk a bit more about Crete later on in the show as well, because there were some great things happening. Two songs coming up from Slovenly Records, but again, very different from each other and very different from the Bazooka track you've already heard. You've got to listen to this show this week all the way through. Stay tuned for what I think might be my new favourite band from Greece, which does make them fairly specific, a band called Comedina 3. I'll tell you a little story about them afterwards. But first up, we've got a band called The Hussy, who I think are from Wisconsin. It being St. George's Day, I'm trying to cover the world, my friend.
Okay.
What I want to know is, what is The Hussy's slovenly Bandcamp album section about their new EP.
Slovenly Bandcamp album EP.
Nice try. slovenly.bandcamp.com/album/the-hussy-way-with-words-EP. And I'm sorry that's so involved, but quite frankly, the hussy, you haven't got an easy website to find.
No.
So, because obviously a lot of other people type in the hussy and get something else. So I couldn't find a proper website for them. So if you do go to slovenly.bandcamp.com, you will find them. We'll talk about Comodina 3 after you've heard these two songs. Right now, it's Wrong Right.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's my new favourite band from Greece, a band called Comodina 3, with a track called Areopedia, I think. I was listening to it, can't really pronounce it properly. Got to tell you about them, though, because the Slovenly Records description that came through about them was absolutely brilliant. It said, round about 2005, some crazy dudes from Thessaloniki in Greece got together, recorded an album, self-made 80 CD copies, gave them to friends and record companies, and then when they were offered their first gig, didn't go because it was too cold. And they never played a gig, right? And they brought out this brilliant album, never played a gig. It wasn't heard by someone on a record label who could do something about it 6-7 years later. It was, I think, the guy from Slovenly who went, we're bringing this out. So it's now finally available. This thing that was brought out for nothing 7 or 8 years ago is now out, and it's brilliant. And they were described as sounding like if Wowie Los Argues, who were one of my favourite bands, had covered material from a different label to the one they did. And I know what they're saying, because 2/3 of this album are cover versions.
Right.
It's all, I think. I might have got this wrong here. But no, that's a lie. I'm talking complete rubbish. Don't scrub that bit. That's rubbish. That was another band.
Okay.
Shut up, Paul. It's all fast. It's all great fun. It's all in Greek. It's all like that. And it's all brilliant. And I love it. There you go. Right. One is Comodina 3's Facebook page.
Facebook.com/Comodina3?
No, Facebook.com/Comodina. Comodina. Basic Paul of the Internet 4, Tony 1. You're on a hard into nothing this week, sunshine, at the moment. Have you got any gigs?
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. And there's something on Sunday. Lucky fellows. So this Friday, 26th of April, The Blanks, Green Rock River Band, The Trailer Trash Orchestra, John Paul Villafretti. It's a Juanita Moonshine Promotions presents Bamalam Night.
It'll be great. And I know Trailer Trash Orchestra. Have you seen Trailer Trash Orchestra?
No.
They're, I don't want to call it, they're a Hearts and North London based band. I know a couple of guys out of the band actually. Really interesting. They do country and western covers of punk songs and things like that, but they're a really cool band. They're really like, you'd expect Clint Eastwood to be dancing in the crowd.
Mm.
If he was allowed to smoke inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. How much would you pay to see all
six
that?
£6.
It is. Saturday night, the Griswolds, Toxic Slut, The Space Wasters and Late Set from Viva Las Vegas. It's a London calling night.
It'll be great fun, but
yeah.
I wouldn't have had the Griswolds down as doing London calling night.
No?
Because London calling are kind of punk, aren't they?
Yeah, true.
But Griswolds, psychobilly.
Mm.
Yeah. And they're really good live Griswolds. I saw them in Spain last year. I think it was last year. Might have been the year before. Oh, what do I know?
How much do you think Saturday night?
£6. No, I'll take that back. I think it'd be more. £7.
£6.
Oh!
Man.
That's a steal.
It is. Finally, Sunday night, Henry Parker and Cordelia Fellows. So Sunday night, could be anything. How much do you think?
80 pence.
No, £5.
£5. Still a deal. Still a bargain. Any night at the 12 Bar's fun. I've never had a bad time down there. I saw one of my least favourite bands ever after being recommended to them by a bloke in Norway.
Oh yeah,
down there, and I still had a good time.
Who was that again?
Well, it's not fair to talk about them. Really.
A good point. Good point. Yeah.
They were one of the most unpleasant musical experiences, live musical experiences of my life.
Mm.
And I still had a good time. So there you go. Get down the 12 Bar. It's always brilliant, even when it's shit. Right. So that's
it.
That concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Yeah, I do realise that that's not really a selling point, so you have a great time even when it's shit. But you do, it's just such a brilliant venue, and there's always loads of bands on. There's one that you're going to like, and you just have a great time. It's just one of those places. You just have a great time. Right, you might notice early on in the show I said now then.
Okay.
I'm now going to say it a few times. Now then, now then, now then. Have we got a song for you? It is the Scourge are one of the most prolific bands in history, I think, largely because Captain Marbles, who is the impresario behind the band, gets a day in the studio and comes out of it with five or six songs, and he's kind of got his own studio, he's in a lot, and he's just always doing stuff, and they're always as topical as they can be, and they always come out, it's always about, he always reacts to things in the news, and we should really have played this song a few weeks ago, but we didn't have time. If you know what's been going on in Britain recently, there's been lots of people who are sort of institutions that have turned out should be institutionalised. And the latest one, bloody while I was away, Rolf got it, didn't he? You know, it's one after the other, isn't it? All these blokes in the 70s, it's hard trying to find someone who was on 70s mainstream TV or radio who wasn't a pedo, you know. So what's going on? Anyway, don't want to be too serious about that. This is a light-hearted look at someone who, frankly, we all knew was creepy. The band called The Scourge. We played them a lot for, you know, the website. What is it, Tony?
TheScourge.co.uk.
It is, and Scourge is S-C-U-R-G-E. TheScourge.co.uk. You hear The Scourge on the end of our show every week with the last track, Bunch of Cants. In the meantime, hello to Marbles, hello to Barclay, and this is Jim.
Bellend.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bears this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a song about Jimmy Savile, if you hadn't noticed by the end. But I should stress, that is only a demo version, and there is a bit about two-thirds of the way through when there's clearly going to be a guitar solo on top of it, but it's just a rhythm. So it's that isn't the finished thing. You may even hear that again. Who knows? It might make it onto the Scourge album that they keep talking about. It's going to come out soon, but hasn't. And you don't need to know. But anyway, I like it. And it couldn't be more different than the song before it. And do you know what? The next song could be more different than that. So keep listening. Are you doing anything this week, Tony?
I'll be mostly learning to eat and speak again. My genius evil dentist has been at it again today.
What's he done now?
I've now got three elastic bands in my mouth, and he's enlarged my front left canine at the bottom, so it's higher, so I can't really close my mouth properly. It's making me sound like an even bigger dick when I talk than I normally
am. Hang on, how do you enlarge? What, he's stuck a bit on the end of it?
Yeah, so he's trying to, so it forces the top teeth to the left, so he wants to, so every time I close my mouth, he wants this to go in between the teeth and push them back.
Oh dear.
He's an evil bastard.
He's evil.
You remember the South Park episode when the boys met the evil twins and they all had beards?
Yeah, yeah.
He had a beard today.
Whoa.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, babe, I've got a beard, although I look less scary now because I got my hair cut. In Associated News, I got my hair cut and beard trim today, which I do every time I go away to Scandinavia, which is what I'm doing in the morning, having been back a day. Well, best to go away again. But obviously, I've been dyeing my hair, the top of it sort of dark brown and the beard dark brown and the side blonde. And last week, I got my face so sunburned that I thought I might look like a Neapolitan ice cream if I did that. I thought it was strawberry, vanilla and chocolate. So I didn't bother dyeing it. I didn't get it dyed this time. And when... obviously, when they cut away the hair that was dyed and came behind it, oh, I look about 105 times.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm so grey. I haven't actually seen it not dyed for quite a while, and I was thinking, well, you know, looks like my flirting days are over. I know, people used to walk down the street, at least they'd point at me and they'd give it a second look because I wasn't quite right. Now they're just going to point at me and say, look at that ugly old man. With all those nice people, if I still am with the nice people, don't know what they're going to think about me in Scandinavia. They'll probably think that I'll maybe come out of the woods.
Talk, you don't sound like you've got a piece missing from your mouth.
Do you know what? There's a bright side to everything. Sometimes I only talk to you once a week to feel better about myself. But anyway, we've already gassed too long in this section. I'm back in Scandinavia this week. I've got two shows in Oslo, Friday and Saturday. I'm doing Gothenburg on Sunday, Göteborg, and on Monday we're starting our new show in Copenhagen at Bar 7. All the information is via lastminutecomedy.com. You can find it all on there. If you know anyone in Scandinavia, you can get along to any of those shows this weekend, get them down. So I've got a couple of great, well, I've got loads of great acts. I've got some different acts on each night. I've got loads of great acts booked for it. Just check out the website and come down.
Cool.
That's what I'm doing. And you're learning to eat and talk.
Yeah.
So... got another track coming on now by a band called Black Dawn, who we found via Music Submit, I think, and had a listen to their tracks. I thought, oh, that's the kind of thing that'll work quite well on this show, I think. But they weren't available for download, so I sent them an email saying, could you send us Suicidal Groove, which we're both capable of getting in from time to time, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And they went, oh, we'd love to. And they sent it to us, so here it is. It's on now. I'm so sorry, I can't remember where they're from offhand. I'll maybe find out for the next time we play something by them. What? Oh, I'll ask you their MySpace page afterwards. This is Suicidal Groove.
Bother him, Jordan, and me.
listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Black Dawn, Suicidal Groove. What is Black Dawn's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Black Dawn?
No, MySpace.com/Black Dawn Band. Poorly being internet 5, Tony 2. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
So thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat to nominate, please do email me. All twats proceed with thanks. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. You don't have to know the twat, as will be evident from this week's. Woody B3 has been in touch. Long
Woody
time
B3.
Listener.
Oh. Who have I got to do a shout out to? Tom Baldy. It was Tom Baldy's
Tom
birthday.
Tom Baldy.
It was his birthday. And he's up to all sorts. Make sure. Find him on Facebook. He's in my Facebook friends. Thomas Balderston. And find out what he's up to, because he's up to a load of interesting stuff.
Okay.
And hello. I said I'd remember him. Hello, mate. How you doing? Tom Baldy. Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. So, yeah, he says, here's a much-deserved twatting from a loyal stateside listener.
Uh-oh.
It had to happen, I guess. The Tsarnaev brothers, originally from Chechnya, who he's nominated the Tsarnaev brothers, originally from Chechnya, for the Boston Marathon bombings and their later shooting rampages that left many dead and hundreds maimed and injured. I think that says it all.
I think it does.
Yeah.
What a pair of twats.
Yes.
That was... Even their uncle said they were just a pair of losers, didn't he?
Yeah. No one's got anything nice to say about them at all.
No, I did manage to keep up with quite a bit of this while I was in Crete, because we had Sky News in the hotel. So I did manage to keep up what was going on. But I actually, you know, I thought the way that the American media reacted to it was pretty fucking twatty as well. It's going, quick, we need someone to blame. Quick, we need to go and do something crazy. Quick. No, it might just have been two disaffected youths who had become radicalised through their own misfortune. And, you know, from time to time, people just don't like the country they're in.
It was a strange, it was just all over the place. And there was a massive reaction, wasn't there, with people saying, stay in your homes.
Yeah. But also the fact that, you know, a day or two later, there was that huge earthquake in China. Then we had our own fatalities in Boston, Lincolnshire. Then there's just been stuff going on. It was just a bad week for death, wasn't it? It was just awful. But yeah, I'm quite happy to twat these boys. Fairly controversial, I know, but you know, hey, you never know what you're going to get on this show.
Yeah. So
it's like a box of shit chocolates. You wait till you hear the last song. You'll never miss again. Right, yeah.
So the... For the shooting rampages, the Boston Marathon bombings, and leaving many dead and hundreds maimed and injured.
And hiding in a boat.
And hiding in, and throwing grenades and whatever. The Tsarnaev brothers, originally from Chechnya, but later from Boston,
is a twat. There you go. I don't think they'll ever hear this show. I think we'll be okay.
I think so.
Last track this week. Now, as I said, every song this week different than the last. I said to you before the show started, this is the craziest eight songs I've ever put together, ever. There are a variety of reasons why, on this St. George's Day special that's not really been about St. George, that we've ended up with this track from the Thompson Twins' first album. Thompson Twins, well known for not being punk rock. However, some of their very early stuff was really quite punk rocky, new wavy, and is worth a listen for punk rockers if you're listening Mark Ruff. You know how much you don't like them. I was a big fan of theirs when I was 13, 14 years old, when they went through an electronic phase and had loads of hits. But I've recently bought their sort of back catalogue, and I'd forgotten this song on their first album, which made no sense to me at all when I first heard it, and I hated it. But when I heard it again 30 years later on, I absolutely loved it. I apologise to everyone in advance for what I'm about to play, but bear in mind, probably for every 95 of you that don't like it, the other 5% are gonna think it's fantastic. Tony, what is the Thompson Twins Facebook page?
facebook.com/Thompson Twins.
No, just give up on this one. They haven't really got a proper website. Right. They've got a Facebook page, facebook.com/pages/Thompson-Twins-band/loads of numbers after it. Type in Thompson Twins to Facebook, you're going to find them. Type in Thompson Twins to the internet, you're going to find Wikipedia. But you will get information about this band, who were one of my favourite bands all those years ago. But just this song is not representative of the Thompson Twins in any way at all. It is not representative of Punky Radio in any way at all. I'm not even blaming you for this one, Tony. This song is the kind of thing that only an idiot like me says, I'm going to play this on my radio show. I love it. Give it more than one listen. Promise me that. I don't even know that I'm pronouncing it correctly. You'll see what I mean when you've heard it. But the song is called Vendredi Saint. Was Thompson Twins of Vendredi Saint. I'm not going to apologise anymore. There it is, it's out there. We've played it. That sounds nothing like everything else on their first album, which is very good. That is very good, I think, but on its own. I've never heard anything else like that, ever. I'm sure other people have heard loads of it. Doesn't matter. We've played it. And Vendredi Saint, and we played it because the Saint is Saint, and it's St. George's Day. And the first track was called Mr. George, and that track was called Vendredi Saint. Vendredi Saint, Saint Friday. Nearly did it. Anyway, there it goes. Thanks for listening this week. Tony, I don't even think we want to talk about anything else, do we?
I think we're talked out, aren't we, really?
I hope you have a good time learning to eat again, my friend.
Thank you.
I hope to see some of you in Scandinavia. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
God, yeah.